I told you guys I'd bring guests and we got them today. Rachel and Cheryl, please say hello.
Hi.
You guys could sound more excited to be here. There's a camera there, so you can't wave it. This is going to be our first YouTube episode.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So you guys are in for a treat today. Okay, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves? Rachel, why don't you start with you? Just tell us a little bit. How long you've been doing CrossFit for? What's your favorite movement? And what's the goals for this season?
When did I start CrossFit? I think I started it in late 2020. So 2021 was my first open.
Oh wow, you're new, huh?
Yeah, so this will be my fourth open this year. My favorite movement, I think it would be deadlifts. What? So I was happy with it.
What's your
100
max?
130.
Jesus. I thought you liked thrusters.
No, I hate thrusters.
Don't lie.
No. Goals for this season is to qualify for semis with my team.
Do you think that's possible with Keith dragging you down?
No, Keith is the captain. Keith is the fittest.
Oh wow.
So that's a lie.
Glowing review for the captain. Alright, Cheryl, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? About yourself, same question.
I started CrossFit around 2020.
Wow, you guys so new.
Yeah.
You.
And yeah, this will be my fourth opens.
Open.
Open.
Open. Jamie was looking at you.
Okay.
It's like my eyes were.
I was gonna say.
But when I was writing on the whiteboard the 24.2 workout, I was like CrossFit opens. Yeah. Shit. And I just keeps emphasizing on the open thing in camera.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you. That needs to change.
No problem.
It is not the opens.
No,
there's
open.
No S.
No S.
But it is true, because then people say, then why is it the games and not the game?
Oh, okay, so opens it.
No!
It sounds better though, like the opens.
Huh?
It does not. Yeah, it does.
No, it sounds worse.
Yeah.
Really?
But it's because I say it's like the plural of sheep. One? Yeah, it's not sheeps, it's a sheep. Singular or plural.
Although if you say that you've done multiple opens.
Yeah.
So it's not the same. Yeah.
I've done the open multiple times.
Yeah, but I've done five opens.
You've done the open five times.
Yes, but there's two ways of saying it. Anyway, back to Cheryl.
One's right and one's wrong. continue, Cheryl. So you start in 2020.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movement? And if you say deadlifts, I'm kicking you out.
No, handstand walks.
Ooh.
Oh,
I love handstand walks. It's the most fun movement for me.
You know why?
Cause she's damn good at it.
Yeah.
Because I like it. So if you like it, right, you don't dread doing it. You enjoy.
No, maybe because when you do four laps, we've only done one.
Yeah, but my goal for this year would be same as Rach, qualifying for semis, because that would be like a really huge milestone, like being able to be in semis with a team. Yeah, it would be very fun.
Obviously, team is the focus this year for, I mean, everyone in here except for Jamie.
Well, I'm an individual athlete.
But have you guys got any personal goals for this year? Like, have you got a place in mind? Are you even going to do individual quarterfinals, for instance?
No, we're not. I'm not planning to. Yeah. I get the opportunity to do teams this year and maybe make it to the semis. So I will want to put like my focus on just that.
Nice. Keith's been the same as you guys. He has not once publicly stated that he is going to qualify for semifinals this year. Every time it's been like, if we're lucky or if we can. Is that something you guys as a team have spoken about, or you guys are all just very humble people?
Actually, me and Rach, we are very hopeful.
Yeah.
Keith is the one that's not.
Yeah, he keeps saying, oh, a lot of strong teams around. Yeah. Korea, Japan.
I think he's just trying to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He also keeps saying that he's not fit anymore.
Yeah, he keeps saying, I'm not fit already.
Not fit anymore.
Yeah,
anymore. When were you?
Not yet, not yet. I'm not fit yet. Maybe a few years time.
Because I know being in a team with Keith the last 2 years, he's always, obviously, he loves team. He's a great team member. But he has a sort of aspiration, I think, at the back of his head to maybe make individual at some point. Maybe in the next couple of years or 2 or 3 years. Is it the same for you guys? Is that something you guys would like to achieve as well? Or is the team something you guys are happy? Because for me personally, individual competition was never that fun. I've always liked being in a team and I've really thrived in that environment. But how about you guys?
I think for me, I try quite well in a team environment. So given a chance, I think I'll always go for teams over individual.
For me, I honestly would want to give individual a try, but not now. Because I feel like I'm still quite new to CrossFit. I'm still growing, I'm still learning, I'm still trying to get strong and fitter. But with like a team to start, it'll be a very good like opportunity to just experience the whole thing first. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I think team is a great way to get into it. Again, I'm not much of an individual. I've never been good enough as a start, but you guys do have that possibility, I'd imagine, looking at your scores from last year and even this year. Individual is definitely something probably both of you guys can aim for. How old are you guys, if you don't mind me asking? Because I've got a feeling you guys might be quite young.
No, I'm very old already.
Very
29,
old.
29 this year.
Did you just say old?
Sharon's the young one.
Stings a bit.
Yeah. Full 10 years.
Yeah, I'm not going that bad. Joe, how old are you?
Say that also. I'm very old.
No!
I'm 23.
Yeah, there it is.
Sorry,
she just randomly touched me.
You're 20.
That's why I say, like, I mean, I'm 24 this year.
Yeah. So, you said Rachel, I got that with her.
Yeah,
10
yeah.
years.
I still got a long way to go.
Yeah.
That's why I say that.
That's
really
exciting. That's really exciting.
So, even you guys say, and you've been doing this for, this is your fourth open or third open?
Fourth.
This would be, I haven't done them all, but this is my 11th.
Mm.
Yeah. So, my first one was 2013.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, it's my time is done, I think, pretty much.
My first one was 2017, but I skipped a couple, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've missed one or two as well. But yeah, 11th year. I'm hoping if we make semi finals, this will be my 10 year anniversary since the first time I went.
Aww.
So I made regionals 2014 before you guys even knew what CrossFit was.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Oh my god, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he also tell you that he's been to the games?
Yeah, Keith does.
No.
Your games have been.
I've told you guys this. Did I say this story about Richard?
No, not yet.
You guys haven't heard that story?
Not yet.
Well, I'll say that for a night. Just simple story. No. Be Rich Pony in a workout. So.
Oh, no. That was a genuine response.
Yeah, I know. I don't get those anymore.
No, games. In the games.
You beat him in a game to workout.
Yeah, they won. Yeah.
He's being serious though.
Yeah, I say it as a joke, but it did actually happen.
It's real.
What was the workout?
It just doesn't matter. It's not important. Neither is how the rest of that week went. But we live and die by event one in that year, okay?
Most of what?
Yeah. And if it wasn't for that JST girl, we would have got first in that one. 7 years later, it still hurts.
You have to go again.
No. It's a lot of work. It's fun. It's a lot of work though. Okay, guys. So let's talk about 24.2. Everyone in this room has done it,
except for me. So let's just talk, just roughly, how did it go? Keith, how did you go?
Not great. I finished 8 rounds and finished the row on the 9th round. So it's 750 reps. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I think for me, I just went a bit too conservative on the dubs. On the way to Canvas before I did the workout, I saw a video that said, break up the double unders, because this guy who's really good at double unders did 30-20. So I tried that, and then I ran out of time, because I had one bad round of trips.
Yeah. Whose video was that? Just so the listeners know not to watch that video.
I'm not saying that video is a bad video.
Honestly, they put
but,
up really good stuff.
But, no, but I think that the strategy won't work for everyone. Mm. For me, because I was going at a slower pace. Yeah. So it's TTT's video. Mike McGoldrick went 30-20 on the double unders, but he rode like way faster than me. And I think he was more efficient and didn't break. Didn't trip. So in the end, he got 9.5 rounds, but I used the same strategy, rode slower, and I got 8 and almost half.
Man, 9.5 rounds, breaking your double unders intentionally is crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You would have to be on so fast from the rest.
He's
of
a massive dude though, like super strong in deadlifts and row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy though. Cheryl, what about you? How did you go?
This workout was more like a threshold workout. I was treating it like a normal threshold workout we usually do during training. Yeah, so it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. The hardest part for me, I think, was transitioning from one movement to another. I think I really sucked at that. But other than that, I think I held on to the row pace pretty well. Deadlifts were also okay. I went unbroken. And then my double unders were pretty consistent that day, so thank God. So I'm happy with my score. I'm satisfied.
What pace did you roll?
210, 212, 210.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good. That's Keith, good. What pace were you rowing at?
2, sometimes 203 to 205.
That's what I think I will roll at.
Yeah. Like, probably at the start of each round I roll a bit slower, just to recover and then just settle into 2.
Did you guys also pull to 270, 280 and then let it tick over, or were you guys pulling all the way through?
I was pulling all the way through. Yeah.
I let it run a little bit.
I'm not sure that's the best way, like the ticking over thing.
You don't think so? You think you gotta...
No, it's like it...
I mean, your last round, you literally took over for like 10 seconds.
I was like, why is it not ticking over?
She stopped at like 260.
260?
No, I didn't want them 260, but she just sat there for like 5 seconds.
Everyone's just screaming at me.
It's like, I've had enough.
Yeah.
Rachel, what about you?
I think the workout was quite fun. Like, I think I was quite consistent throughout the 20 minutes. So I was on the 9th round of the row, so same as Cheryl. But I forgot how much I rowed.
100 meters more than me.
Ooh. About 100. Yeah.
Nice. She knew, she just didn't want to
go. No, I didn't know, I already forget. Cheryl
was luckily less than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was just trying to like...
Not that much, dude.
Yeah.
Jamie, the fittest in the room. According to 24.2.
Yeah, not according to 24.1. it was actually like it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. It felt not great in the warm up, but I did a pretty big warm up, which I think helped a lot. The first 13 minutes were okay. I think it started to get really horrible, like at the 13-14 minute mark. I think in terms of the row, was pretty consistent. I had to break the dead. With the double unders, I tripped quite a bit in the first few rounds, but got into a rhythm after a while. The last couple of minutes was really bad. My body is very fried today.
What pace were you rolling at?
I think about 205.
So same as Keith.
Basically the same.
That's why you're being...
Yeah. I'm gonna redo it.
I mean, you guys all know, for you guys especially, that this is just the start. I was thinking about it the other day. I think for you guys, especially that have got like this old kit further on, that you guys just have to look at the open almost like the preseason, right? It's like, it's just the work that has to be done to get to game day. And I think that's a easy way to look at it, right? Like, it doesn't really matter how you perform in the preseason as long as you're ready for game day. I don't know why I started looking at Yuki.
Yeah, yeah. But he has the game.
Underperforming is what they're saying, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's correct.
Is there anything I should think about, guys? You guys got any tips for me before I start?
Don't break the double on this.
Yeah. Don't break the double
on this. I can tell you I have no intention of breaking the double on
this. That's good.
But I think I will break the double on this. Just won't be intentional.
Yeah, yeah. Don't think it's intentional breaks.
Break the deads for sure. For the people who don't like that.
So Rachel, you didn't break the deadlift. You liked it.
Yeah, I didn't. I went out
crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, she said she felt nothing on the deadlift.
Yes. That is so impressive. Honestly, that's very impressive.
It's the worst move. Other than maybe wobbles.
Yeah. Wobbles are the worst. Number one, this one.
Echo bike, pretty close.
No.
Echo bike and deadlifts,
yeah. I think echo bike over deadlifts now. 100%.
Wobbles the worst.
No.
Sandbag.
Oh, the sandbag,
you're
going to
add
the face.
So that workout, and sandbag, double unders.
Sounds like the same workout we did in yeah. semis.
Maybe the Games HQ needs to up their game, keep giving us the same stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So what are you guys, what's predictions for...
Here we go.
24.3. No. Keith's been wanting to go first here.
No, we go first.
No.
I predict.
No, Cheryl.
By the way, actually, before you guys give your predictions, we got fairly close. I think all of us predicted a grind.
Actually, Sammy said deadlifts.
Yeah, Sammy did say deadlifts. And we all kind of predicted something, except for Keith, who's certainly going to be a heavy bugger.
Yeah.
I said rowing, though.
We all said rowing, I think.
Yeah.
It certainly got close with the deadlifts, so I think we were on track. So I think people can take our guesses a bit more seriously this week. Keith, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you got?
It's a repeat, 21.3.
Which one's 21.3?
The one we have 15 front squats, 30 toes to bar, 15 thrusters, and then you rest. Then you have 15 front squats, 30 chest to bar, and then 15 thrusters, you rest again. 15 front squats, 30 bar muscle ups, and 15 thrusters. And then I think you rest and then go into a heavy complex. Yeah.
Mobilis members, just shout out to your programmer. We did this workout about 3 weeks ago. Just shout out to whoever that might be. I don't know. Could be anyone in this room. Girls, have you guys got any suggestions? What do you guys think is coming up?
You can't say the same thing anymore.
You can agree with him.
Yeah, I agree with Keith.
But I am going to make you ask, I am going to ask, why do you think that?
Because no barbell work has been out yet. No skill work out yet either. I think there should be some variation in the next workout. So barbell, skill, all together.
Rachel, do you agree?
Yeah, I think there will definitely be thrusters and gymnastics of some sort.
Rachel's very good at a thruster.
Yeah.
Oh,
she feels nothing on the thruster.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Like, I feel a lot of things.
She requested for a thruster workout.
Yeah. Just do like
I would like a thruster workout.
As in like in training. Oh. And then Cheryl was very angry at me.
Yeah, I was very angry at Keith. I was so angry.
Well, you programmed a thruster workout for them.
But because Rach asked for it.
I'm just preparing us for next week.
Nice one.
Jamie, what do you got?
I think they're gonna actually give us a curveball, so like it's not gonna be repeat. I think it's gonna be like a 3, 6, 9, 12 thrusters and like toes to bar. Because I think that given how many people are gonna be qualifying for quarters, they're probably gonna save like the higher skill stuff for them. And like looking at the awards that we've had so far, it just like seems to be like the key is accessibility, right? So thrusters, yes, they need gymnastics, but toes to bar is like the, you know, the simplest gymnastics movement. And the last workout generally always has thrusters. So that's what I'm thinking.
How long is that workout?
We've had eight minutes. You had nine-ish. So maybe like a 12 minute
couplet AMRAP.
No, you don't think
so. That'd just be horrendous.
Okay, maybe ten minutes.
No, I think you're going for time. Something for time. For sure. Last workout, great way to finish. Something for time. I think that's a good guess what the Canvas crew have given us. But I think Jane is right. I think there has to be some gymnastics this week. But if you use chest to bars, toes to bar, bar muscle ups, you can repeat in quarterfinals for sure, but you have already tested all those movements. So that leaves sort of ring muscle ups and a lot of handstand push ups. So maybe we'll get something with chest to bars. It could be a repeat, very old workout of thrusters and chest to bars.
Oh my god.
That was so painful.
But maybe a revamped version.
Oh, I know which one is the seven thrusters, seven chest to bars.
No, it was like 27 or some crazy ass number like that.
27, 24, 25.
I think they have two variations of that. One was the long one. Yeah. That's the long version. Then they have the 7 minute MRAP one.
I think we're gonna get the long the one that's for time.
Oh my god.
Dude, that
was
brutal.
Who knows? I mean, Castro knows, I'm sure. But that would be my guess. I think Jamie's right, and I don't think we'll see a heavy barbell.
So sad.
No, I don't mind no heavy barbell.
We'll save it for quarters.
I think I need a heavy barbell. That's all I got left.
I think your base fitness is still fitter than...
Well, I can tell you tomorrow after I do this workout. Probably not that fit. You know, I'll tell you...
I bet you're going to do so well.
You know, one of the members came up to me on the weekend. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he essentially just said to me, "You're not so fit anymore, are you?"
But why?
Yeah, why would he say that? As in, what makes him...
No, because obviously Rich does the leaderboards every week.
Oh, yeah.
And I am slowly going down the leaderboard.
You should be like, this is me not even trying.
I mean, I tried.
My God, it's a Taylor Swift lyric. Sorry.
Yeah, and I am trying.
No, this
I'm just not as fit
as like a warm up for you.
I had time to get fitter, thankfully, but I am trying. It's not like I'm not giving my best. Tomorrow, maybe I'll give up, but we'll see.
He said he's going to do one rep. Just one for one.
So, the problem with my team is that I have to get at least 9 rounds to contribute a score. If I don't get 9 rounds, my score does not help my team.
Oh, okay.
So it's just being strategic.
You'll
so
be fine.
You can do 6 rounds and call it a day.
I can. I could just say, my back's gone. I can't do any more.
But why would you
say,
then you can just do 1 round, right? Like, why do 6 rounds?
You get a little bit of a workout.
Yeah. Oh, true.
So you turn up and get some sort of fitness.
True.
It's not enough to do much. But maybe 6 is all I got. Let's see what happens. What do you guys think is going to be the top score in the world for this one? Has anyone seen any top scores yet?
There's some pretty ridiculous scores.
Has like anyone got 11 rounds yet?
Noah Wilson. Almost, right?
10 plus the row, I think.
Oh.
Something like that.
I think he got back to the deadlifts.
He did?
Yeah.
What did Medeiros get?
I don't know.
They were... I know Medeiros got like 920, so you've got like 200 meters on the row or something.
Oh. For the chicks, I know like Christy Hollard got 10 rounds plus, which is nuts.
Wild. I've actually been impressed. The female scores have not been that much worse than the boys' scores, eh?
It's crazy.
Which you'd think with so much rowing and the same distance rowing,
yeah,
that there'd be such a disparity, but the girls have... been damn impressive, man.
Yeah.
People are fit.
I lost a lot of goals.
No, you just beat these ones, I think, just.
No, but you have to add like 50 seconds to your score just to even out the rowing.
I mean, you would
about 45 seconds.
Mm.
45 seconds total?
Yeah, about 5 seconds per round.
Oh. Well, you reckon? It's just 5 seconds?
5 to 6 seconds.
5 to 6 seconds is a long time.
Yeah. For 9 rounds, it's a lot.
For 1 round, it's a lot.
Depends on
anyway.
Depends on the camera I'm talking about it.
Taylor Swift is like that as well.
Oh, is she?
Obsession.
Yeah, you have become just
full blown.
Like totally obsessed with her.
Yeah, even though she's going Bali, yeah. Where
she's staying? She's going Bali. She booked out an entire hotel.
Which one?
The Kempinski in Nusa Dua. Okay. You're breathing the same air as her. I didn't get a response.
Oh my god.
And did you guys go to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you
are
get
you not a Swiftie? You're not a Swiftie.
Okay, yeah.
Don't hate me, dude.
No, I would never. I would never.
Rich thinks that Taylor Swift is.
No, it's. He sent us articles.
No.
Yeah, Cheryl, what, did you get the witchcraft? Did you?
Oh, please. Oh my gosh, there was nothing. There was no witchcraft. Stop it.
It's not me.
There was no witchcraft. It was amazing.
Okay, then let me ask you this. Who are you guys obsessed with? Because Jamie's obviously Taylor. Who's your favorite artist then?
Can it be like athlete or like...
Can be. Who, anyone you're obsessed with?
Danielle Brandon.
Oh, Jimmy.
Wrong answer.
Kiefer.
I was going to ask who the whole passes are, but the boyfriend's in
here. Yeah.
Keith, who's your obsession? You can say anyone now.
I have no obsession.
I wanted to say that.
Oh my god, I know.
Oh, I know also. No. You first or me?
One piece.
I'm so done.
Wait, One Piece? He likes the anime.
It's a freaking anime.
Sorry, I have no idea what it is.
You don't know what One Piece is?
No.
Even I know what One Piece is.
I do.
Of course.
I have zero.
It's like the one of the most famous animes in the world.
Yeah, it is.
You're into anime?
Just One Piece, like one anime.
Hey, speaking of, Dragon Ball Z was my one and the creator died.
I
mean,
yeah.
R.I.P.
Literally One Piece.
Like One Piece.
There's a live action version on Netflix now. It's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Captures the essence of the anime.
This.
And it's like fast forwarded.
Yeah! I think he likes this one.
He dressed up for this as Halloween!
Are you serious?
Hey, nothing will beat Keith's original Stranger Things.
Oh, that was so
and then,
good!
And then no one knew what I was.
It literally
The One Piece good, no one knew.
No, you don't dress up for other people, right?
You dress up for other people?
No, you don't dress up for other people. So you just do what you want. And then you be happy that you did it.
What about you, Rachel?
I thought yours was Ariel, the mummy.
As in like Disney?
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah, it's from there.
Oh, cute.
You like Ariel? The remake or like the original kind?
The original.
Good answer.
I was just going to say, it's not a good answer.
The movie was
way better than the cartoon.
It was not.
The cartoon is one of the worst movies.
Dude, they skipped out the essential scene. You know the part where she comes out from the river and then she's like falling over the beach? I'm like, what happened to that? They like missed out the entire thing. And then they went to like some Caribbean fair and I'm like, that was not part of the movie. And they made up songs.
The cartoon was really good.
I love
that. I have. That's how I have an opinion on it. But I feel like I've offended people when I say that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Lion King fan. Mm. But Beauty and the Beast is my favorite.
Oh, same.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast is the best.
Yeah.
And that Be Our Guest song is my favorite.
That's a good scene.
Okay, guys, we might wrap it up there. I think we've been on for probably too long now. I think people are sick of us already. So, first of all, I'll just say thank you to you two for showing up today. Any last words, comments, thoughts, concerns you'd like to share with our like three listeners?
I think four.
Yeah, actually all four of us listening.
Yeah, four listeners.
So maybe five actually.
After this we have six.
Yes, if we get them to go, maybe seven. But anything you'd like to share to our seven listeners?
This week's special is dedicated to all the redoers.
It's fine, Keith. I was like that last week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm not redoing. As of now. I might change my mind tomorrow again. But good job on redoing.
Yeah, if we're talking about redos, I have to give a special shout out to CL.
Yeah.
He did it after an hour, right?
Yes, he redid
like,
twice.
Today was
the third
time.
He did
better.
Yeah.
Oh, he did better.
He did better.
Every time. Oh my
God. And today he did way better, but still. So shout out, CL.
Not easy to redo a 20-minute workout.
What about you, Jemothy?
I have no words of wisdom.
Your brain is fried today, right?
Yeah, I'm just fried, yeah.
A shout out to the awesome space of TRC.
Yeah!
For letting us use their space once again.
Getting your recovery here.
We are in their yoga room. Really nice space.
Namaste.
Namaste!
Hey! Hopefully, we'll see you guys next week. Ciao!
Bye!
Oh, okay. I do want to say that I'm very thankful that Rich has agreed to join us. Like, I'm really very grateful because I think she's really just like the perfect teammate. Especially like for a female teammate. No, as in like it's hard to find a teammate that can fit so well in a team dynamic and you know fit so well with like one another. Not just for the sake of training to compete. But like everything else too.
True. You guys have really good chemistry.
It's really nice. You guys have lunch together?
Yeah, we have lunch like almost every
What do you guys eat?
They don't eat like food.
Oh, I do.
We do.
Sometimes.
No, pig organ soup like you can.
Sorry?
Pig organ soup.
Pig organ soup.
Gross.
But that was more for dinner.
You should have seen Sammy's face sometimes. Yeah.
Rich doesn't eat Singaporean food. Just for you guys.
Okay. Rich tries to eat a bit cleaner. Like not pig organ kind.
No.
How is it not clean?
Nobody wants to eat pig organs.
Yes. Kids here are not eating pig organs.
Yeah.
No, not. Not the only one.
Yeah, not the only one. The only one in this room.
In this room.
Do you guys try in my house?
No. They eat yogurt for lunch.
Damn.
No, we don't. Keep swimming.
What do you guys eat for lunch? You gotta tell us now if you have the same thing.
Well, I mean, it depends where we go. Sometimes we have like sandwich like with like
chicken
avocado or like salmon.
We're gonna get a membership there soon.
Yeah.
Where?
Shout out to Bronson. Then sometimes we have like bowls, like rice bowls.
Nice.
Yeah, like
is it? There's good stuff around you guys.
Yeah,
no.
Yes.
Then Keith's like, let's go coffee shop. Then we'll be like,
no.
So jacked, man.
I'm not jacked anymore.
Yeah. We've already covered this. PDs.
Look at his fucking shoulders. Crazy. I mean,
but really, they eat yogurt
for snack.
No, it's like
it's
our
granola bowl.
It's like a big whole
muesli
granola bowl with like Greek yogurt and a hell of fruits. Yeah. And like it's like the perfect like lunch before we have to train again. If not, we feel like
okay. So it's like a snack.
And then dinner we eat like more like a lot.
Keith doesn't eat SPKs anymore.
Oh, I can't eat too much sweet. It's like Jet, my dentist. I don't think he's listening, but
it's because you don't floss. Yeah.
I floss every day.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. Every night.
Good.
Yeah. Nice. Good dental hygiene.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.